Available on demand every day on iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is early Friday morning here in the beach house in South Florida.
Have we ever done the show this early?
No. I'm not sure we've ever taped this early.
No. This is fantastic.
We've all certainly had our morning show experience where we would get up in the middle of the night,
sure.
So it's not a big deal. But I have to point out that Drunky McDrunk Drunk, get up!
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
He's not moving.
Jimmy Cerrito is coming to us.
Jimmy,
we're on a tight schedule, baby. We've got to get going. Got to do the show.
He says he's ready, Mike.
No, he's not ready. He's sleeping on the couch because he drank for 48 hours.
The first thing Buzz said to me this morning, how's Jimmy's 7 o'clock breakfast coming along? Because didn't we actually lay in meats and cheeses for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what?
I got it.
What Jimmy was able to do in a 24-hour period was cycle through a drinking binge with three principals on the Mike O'Mara Show. He had me on Thursday, on Wednesday night.
Right.
And then into a Thursday, he had Mr. Oscar Santana during the day with some very serious day partying.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the evening, when Mr. Spiewak decided he was going to wine up a little bit, Jimmy was side by side with him.
Look at that. That's a portrait, isn't it?
And let me see. Where is he? Can we see his? Let's see Puffy McPuff Puff.
I can't. There's things you can't unsee.
He looks like he dipped his head in Botox.
Well, you know, Jimmy, after today's show, we're headed north, and I'd like you to do the same thing with your boxers, please.
They're right around his crotch.
They are really, really in the danger zone.
Before we get started with our fine
Kenny
show
Long
today, every Thursday, I'm talking about the birthday show.
Oh, okay, I thought you were
generating tremendous amounts of controversy.
There is a lot of heat.
Lots of feedback.
Oh, it sizzles.
Your fans of this show, every Thursday we do our birthday segment, and a little controversy was generated when a couple of very, very serious fans of the show came out to visit us here in South Florida, actually expressed some concern over that segment.
I know one of them that didn't like it very much.
Hey!
Adam!
Adam Sternberg, you said, that you felt that the birthdays were too long and all that.
Well, here's the deal.
He comes up to Mike, he says, listen.
After much feedback, and I read all of it, and I make sure that I know what's going on, I've come to the conclusion that no, we're not getting rid of the birthday segment.
Yeah.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Hey, it's a rising tide. I'm there.
No. You can't be on this bandwagon.
No, what we're going to do.
Because you were really a dick about it. There, that's what I wanted.
I got 70, I got 70, 30 positive. Uh-huh. And the bottom line is we're going to tighten it up a little bit.
Keep
we're not going to have it meander, and it's going to be tight.
No meandering.
But we're not going to get rid of it. We're going to keep it, and that's my decision, and that's the way it works.
What you're saying is stay tuned for the new sound of the birthday segment.
It's going to be less, it ran on. It rambled on a little bit, and that's the only reason that we're going to tighten it up just like you tighten anything up. Mm-hmm. And the reason it rambled on is, as Buzz said yesterday, because we get overwhelming feedback from everybody. So
rest assured
that every single Thursday, if you are a fan of this show and you want your birthday mentioned, it's going to be mentioned. We're going to do that for
you.
Thursday is going to be Thursday is birthday day.
Or just birthday.
You know what? And another thing. This is another new little twist. It's nothing earth-shattering, I will never, ever, ever publicly discuss feedback on the show. From this
I think that's the wise. That's the best thing we've pulled from this.
That's not true. But the final thing that actually motivated me was a very, very nice note from a woman I would refer to on this show as the boss.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
And the boss likes it. And if the boss likes it, we're keeping it, baby. That's it. That's the way we do it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the concern here?
It's sexual.
What sexual concerns happen?
Well, I don't really know where babies come from.
You are 13. He's 13. Have you not spoken to the boy?
I had to explain to you how babies come.
I know, because my mother was illiterate, and she didn't educate me at all. But I don't want him to live through the torment. I was
21 boys and totally uninformed. Things would happen to me in the downstairs world, and I would go to emergency. I'd say, what's happened? Have I been stung by a bee? And they'd laugh at me. And that's not the kind of thing I want to have happen to you. This is how babies are born. I want you to listen carefully. Papa. Papa Mailboy. Looks at the lady and says, oh my God. Is that Shalimar you're wearing? And you go up to her and sniff. You sniff her intensely. And the next thing you know, there's a writhing, and there's a moaning and a groaning, and that's just getting the pants off.
Oh my goodness, it's like a puzzle.
But what is the answer to the puzzle?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 17.5 million times. We're powered by Encore Insurance. We're on WTNT in Washington. That's 102.9 FM and also the mighty 1630 AM KCJJ in Iowa. And we are delighted to have you with us today as we broadcast live on tape from South Florida at the Mike O'Mara Show Beach House just off the strip here in lovely Fort Myers Beach, Florida. Lovely.
It's our ultimate show down here.
It is our ultimate show, and we had a great week, and it's the last show. It's I don't think there's anybody in the room, although we have fond memories.
Yeah.
There's nobody in this room that's sad about leaving.
No, it's time
get
to
the hell out
it's
of here.
Time to
are
go.
We there yet?
How much partying can people do? It's ridiculous. Well, we'll answer that later. Anyway, our spring break road trip is brought to you by the Institute for Liberty and their partner, Fan Freedom.
Thank you, guys.
You know, the
Andrew Langer.
Bottom line, if I can explain what Fan Freedom is, it's an organization that supports your right to buy and sell your own tickets. Now, you know, obviously different places have different rules about that. If you're standing on the street in certain cities, you can't do that. But with the online services that are available, you can actually buy and sell your own tickets. And big corporations, the venue managers, the team owners, what they're trying to do is they are trying to force you to buy and sell in the markets they choose.
Right.
Well, that's anti-American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pure and simple. And the Institute for Liberty and their partner, Fan Freedom, they are trying to fight that. And that's why they brought us down here.
Right,
because we went to a lot of games down here.
We did.
And a lot of people that go to games want to, you know, go to games based on tickets they buy from some other fan.
That's right.
And,
Americans, you know, Puerto Ricans, Mike, this is worldwide.
What's wrong with that?
And don't you believe that the team owners, don't they have enough money?
Yes,
in many cases they do.
You bought it. You own it. Protect consumer rights and your property rights. Visit fanfreedom.org and learn more about the Institute for Liberty. Well, hail, hail. The gang's all here.
And speaking of birthdays, happy birthday to Rob today.
Happy birthday to Rob.
Thank you. As I brought up on Facebook.
I totally forgot.
Yeah, I know that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's all we can do.
I am now the age that Elvis was when he died. So if I can make it through this year, I've cheated death.
And as a birthday gift to you,
yes,
from me,
yes,
we will not make you pay for the security deposit since you broke your bed.
And you know what? The bed was it's a faulty bed. It's a faulty bed.
It's faulty, but you broke it. So,
I did.
You know, that's the type of thing that they actually say, here's your security deposit, and they wave it up in the air and they say you're not getting it back.
Well, you know what happens if that happens?
You broke your bed
the night the bed fell.
Well, there was vigorous lovemaking, Mike.
You
yes, there
broke
was.
Your bed. Do you are? Let's.
I
just,
know in your mind. Yes. We should first. It's. The only thing that happened, if you look at the bed...
I know what happened because I inquired about it yesterday. Basically, the way you get in and out of the bed sheared off one of the bolts that bolts the bed together.
Because here at
faulty.
Mike, here at Gull Cottage, we have the most wonderful appointments, including...
The Transportation Safety Organization is coming down here. TSA is going to come down and take a look at the bed, see if there are any cracks in the infrastructure.
Check the black box.
The world's cheapest bed frame. And believe me, I know cheap bed frames. I sold them for many years. And what has happened is, in your mind... You would think that I maybe started at your bedroom,
right.
Ran the length of the hallway, through the living room, hands over my head,
let's
screaming,
analyze this.
Jumped into my bed, boom, and that bottom wheel, the bottom right wheel, just comes off the frame. But that's
slow
not
down,
what happened.
Pachango. Yeah. Let's start at the beginning here.
Right.
How do you? Listen, I watch you move. I see the way you move. You're kind
I know
of
you do. You kind of study it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we all do.
How many years have we known each other, right? We've known each other a long time.
Oh, in excess of 20.
And the fact is, I watch the way you move. And I would say for a man of large carriage,
this is
you
not going
are,
to be good.
You don't, and I've watched you, seriously. Because big people, of which I am in the club, some of them throw their bodies around.
Right.
Hurl their massive girth,
right,
like from A to B, and mm-hmm. like you don't really. I've seen you sit in chairs.
I'm
now,
not a flopper,
but you're not a flopper.
No, you're not violent. With no, your
I'm a flopper,
and I came home. I respect beautiful things as we have here in Gold
beautiful
Cottage.
Beautiful women, bottles of wine.
That's right.
Fine aged cigars,
rare perfumes from the Orient, Mike.
Absolutely.
I came home from. I think it was the night that we were at Bar D, and I came home. And I sat on the edge of my bed.
Oh, so it was just sitting.
Yeah, and I did
see,
not.
See, now right there, in and of itself, just sitting is not flopping. If you're jumping into bed to sleep, that could cause a problem.
And I'm not a jumper. Jumping takes a lot of effort.
Now, by sitting, do you mean fell backwards?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I have a couple things. One, I think that Rob really is sorry for doing this, because out of everybody in the house, he's the last one that wants to do anything wrong.
True. Right. And thank you, Oscar, for going to bed early last night, because I was worried that you were going to do the marathon.
No.
I was really scared.
My liver couldn't handle it.
Listen, you know, the one thing I can't see to any of you guys down here, and it's not my job. It really isn't. I can ask.
Yes.
I can say, boy, I'd really love to have you fresh. Kind of did that to Rob last night. I said, gee, I hope you guys are all with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I don't tell anybody, because really that's kind of being a hypocrite, because I'm certainly somebody who goes if I want to go. And I had more late nights than a couple of you did.
I wonder how it would go if, like, say, Tuesday night, I said, boy, Mike, I sure would love to have you fresh tomorrow.
Yeah, that would have gone really well.
I think I would have been flopping into bed because you would have thrown me.
So cobra eyes.
When Rob came out yesterday to explain to the team that his bed was broken and there might be a situation,
yes.
Right.
It was like a little kid coming to his dad saying, Dad, I totally scraped up your car. I didn't mean to.
Right.
I don't know how the bicycle ran into the side of your fender.
At that time, you know, I came home from Bar D, and I was not as banged up as many, but
right.
I was certainly, I would not want to be operating an automobile.
You
That's
came home,
I was.
Many, because of your physical condition, your allergies / cold, you turned in earlier than most this
but
week.
But by that night, I was literally laying on the floor trying to repair that in a drunken state under the bed, and I realized that what happened is wheel.
This isn't good. Mike is going to kill me, and Oscar's going to call me fat.
So what happened is the wheel is held on by two rivets.
Yes.
And they had sheared off. And you know what? I'm not the first person that's had trouble with this, because there should be evidence of rivets being broken.
The other parts.
And they're not there.
Yeah.
They're not there.
We take you now to Rob's bedroom just the other night. Let me just sit back here.
Jesus Christ! Carrie? As you said, Mike, we're taping everything down.
Right, we are.
So the wheel goes out from under, and there's the satisfying thump of the bedding hitting the floor.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And I say words like drat and fiddlesticks and oh my goodness. And I look under there and I realize that without any sort of tool, I can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we actually went so far as to scour the house for nuts, bolts, drills,
we did.
Wire ties.
Not even my basement had anything.
And there, you know, when I began to look at it, there's no way to fix it because the people at Gold Cottage have bought the cheapest bed frame you can buy.
Now, what happened when you showed the rivet to Puff the Magic Rummy over here, and I'm gonna
look at it right now because I'm Andy.
Well, and Jimmy, I asked you because you had done the day drinking with Oscar Santana, and I like Oscar assisting Jimmy.
Well, he's
Mike,
my friend
with mic technique.
Yeah,
that makes me. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, you know,
that's the new bond that was formed on the
yes,
trip.
Yes.
These ended up being the buds.
We got matching sweatshirts.
When they came, we'll get to it.
Yeah,
let's not
like,
skip ahead in the program.
Kind of like Jimmy as a handler.
Jimmy. You said, I asked you yesterday when you were just all over the place whether you were handy. You have your own, you know, mom and pop saloon that you've had for years. So I figured you knew how to fix stuff like that. Not fixable. That was the determination. You actually decided really not fixable.
I think we could MacGyver it, set it up and not say a word about it.
Yeah, but we're going to be honest and tell the company that Rob destroyed the bed.
By accident.
By accident.
Besides, on accident. I've been MacGyvering it all week, and it's not holding up.
So when you sat on the end of the bed...
it just went out from under me.
Wow. Wait, all week? Did it just happen? I thought it just happened last night.
Tuesday night, I had it jammed in there, and
you know what? Happened Tuesday.
This is what I said.
Oh, I forgot you said that.
And I had it jammed in there, and it held for like a day, and then it went. And so what I've been doing all week is every time I enter or exit the bed, mm-hmm. I've been doing it with marked delicacy.
Because you have, and this is the best part, the bed is propped up on books.
Now, yes. Now it's on books, yeah.
Like you would take cheap furniture. Does that affect how you sleep? Are you a big roller when you sleep?
Reading.
No.
Because I seriously, I go to war with my bed.
See, what Mike is...
I roll right, I roll left, I roll right. Maybe three, four times before I settle down.
You thrash.
I thrash. No, I don't thrash like I used to. Because I have my breathing machine.
Breathing machine. Right.
The breathing machine just makes me go off to sleep blissfully.
Luckily, there's lots of great paperback books for our disposal here at Gull Cottage. And I took...
Are they all romance novels?
I think I took like six J.D. Robb books or something. That's right. And
they all have pictures of Fabio on the cover?
Like this, you know, the gesture of Rob.
With a flowing silk shirt.
And
come
I stacked
to me,
them
my
up.
Darling.
Five books, not enough. Six, just about right. So it is propped up right now. The wheel, the extra part, is laying on the nightstand. So,
really?
Yeah. I really do feel
could we
bad
go to a hardware store and fix it?
No, you can't.
I don't know.
Not well, now.
No, because
we got a schedule. We're taping this thing at 8 o'clock, and we're doing a loadout in less than an hour, and we are gone.
There is no hole to put it on because it is a rivet.
Oh, it's sheared off.
Yeah, and it just sheared off because of the person before me had broken it.
That's right.
That's always
Now, here's the question.
And I do feel that because there should be residue of the bolt breaking, and it's not there. So.
We are a lean, mean fighting machine.
Yes, you're two-thirds right.
And I'm not only thinking about doing the show today, but I'm also, you know me. I don't know how you would describe a person like this, but I'm somebody, and I get it from my mom. I get it distinctly from my mom. And she gets it from my grandmother, where my grandmother, we would drive her home to her house that was one town over for family holidays and stuff like that. And when we started driving, or when she didn't drive anymore, we would get out of the driveway if I was driving my grandma home, and I would get out of the driveway, and she would be going through her little purse getting her key out. It was like a half an hour away, but she'd have the key
ready.
To
be ready. To go. Yeah.
We're leavers.
Yeah. Right.
When it's time to go, and it's bad, because what happens when you're a leaver, sometimes you leave in haste, but when I'm ready to go...
Leaving mad.
When I'm leaving... Leaving bad. When I'm ready to go, I mean, I want out. Yeah. I want to go. Yeah. I want to get it. If the decision is made, if I'm staying, we'll stay all day. Right. If I'm leaving, just let's go.
We're going to be okay, though, because the advantage we have here is when we were packing up to come here, we were trying to think, are we going to need this? Are we going to need this? Should we bring this?
Right.
When we go home, we take everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would like
except the romance novels.
I would like to motion that Mike take a good 30 or 40 minutes, maybe an hour to himself. A walk.
A walk would be nice.
Good walk.
Mike, have you put your feet in the golf yet?
To reduce the tension.
Oscar, I honor that. I know you're right. In fact, I add to that to the room quite often down here. I know who I am, and I know I do it.
Well,
so
because you turn into tension man.
Tension man. Tension man is good. And really, the load in was done rather spectacularly.
It was.
And very, very quickly. So, yeah, you'll get your wish.
Thank you.
I will not be pacing around because I don't know what to do. And unless somebody tells me specifically, this is a part of the element of the show.
He's telling you what to do.
He's telling me to get the hell out of the house.
Or even
sit down by the pool for a half an hour.
Do you like to linger while other people do things?
Now, with that said, are you sure that my being here would not assist in the
positive.
Speed.
Wow.
Speed of light for me to ask the question.
Now, there's one thing he can do.
Yes.
He can bring the boxes from the truck up here. And then
the boxes from the... See, I have a mission.
Okay, there you go.
That's it. And that can be done at the front, and Oscar can get his wish.
After you put your boxes in here,
yes.
Immediately leave.
A nice
it's
walk.
Imperative.
It's a beautiful morning.
I would love to take one last... But yes, Jimmy. Jesus Christ, yes.
Just quick.
I see you over there. You're right in front of me. Yes, hi.
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 I will take Mike out for one drink while you guys load up.
No.
Let's go out for one drink.
You need
say goodbye.
You need help.
So you got to buy.
We got to drop off at the Betty Ford Clinic.
It's got to be a clinic.
Jimmy, we got to take. I think we have to go back home via Malibu to take care of Jimmy.
Jimmy, you still
promises.
Have...
That's the place. Promises Malibu.
We've only been doing the show.
That's the new
minutes.
Modern rehab reference too. For Betty Ford was the clear winner for like 25
years,
but promises.
Jimmy, we've only been doing this show for 19 minutes. You still have marks in your skin from laying on the blanket. You really, it's not time to drink yet. It's not time.
It's vacation,
yet.
Jimmy.
I think
it's vacation,
just,
Jimmy.
Shaking.
Now we're going to get to the details for today, but we have some rather elaborate plans. I mention to people all the time, we are not only doing the live shows down here, but we're recording a Spring Break Raw series and also our home movies mm-hmm. for 2013.
Of course,
so we're going to do that, and we bring the raw, uncensored villainy of Mike O'Mara's show to you.
Right.
And the plan for tonight is that we are going to have Rob's birthday dinner. Now, with the leaving, I'm like, we've got a choice here. We are either going to do the marathon drive, or we are going to stay. Nate, why are you shaking your head already?
I don't want to drive for 70 hours today.
You want to wait. But, you know, if we stop for the dinner, We're
Tippy curtains.
If we stop for the dinner, probably. we're stopping for the night.
It's
and
so
I think
rare.
That's probably the right way to go.
It's so rare, but I love when occasionally, Oscar brings out a reference from 1930.
Curtains.
It's going to be curtains.
So you not only wish to have the trip broken up, the 14-hour drive broken into, but you also
have a request for what I think would be fun for everybody and also wonderful for the listener.
Right.
Is a birthday dinner at a Japanese steakhouse. I want all of us at one hibachi.
Well, you idea. Know, the only thing I'm thinking about, and I woke up thinking about this because, you know, I'm a bit of a warrior.
Yes,
and
of
a
course. Thinker.
And I thought about
he is big the thinker.
You know how I like to, you know, it's going home and just getting there.
Let's just get home. Right.
So I thought about that, and then I thought about the Japanese steakhouse, and really the bottom line for the show. It's an expensive little proposition, you know, for seven people at a Japanese steakhouse.
True.
You know, the one thing we all know about Japanese steakhouses, they are steakhouses first. But so you vote for break the trip up, which would result in the Japanese steakhouse dinner.
I think that would be fun, and yes. I think it would also be good for content. Although I'm not married to it.
Okay,
I'm not married to it.
Oscar, who loves to give as much input, what is your vote?
I would say we've had enough fun. We should try to get home.
Uh-huh. Jimmy Cerrito, where are you on this?
We should go to that Japanese place just to order one meal and split it, and then everybody pay for their own drinks.
Okay.
So we get like a
drink.
We get a
I'm
shrimp
not drinking at the end.
That's a second drink reference in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. Yeah. Sorry, that's great. Well,
you know me. I'd like to make this last.
This is Buzz.
I'd like to make this last as long as possible. But that being said, I think nature will take its course. I think we probably will end up breaking it up.
I probably have more experience with these trips than any of you guys.
You've done this a dozen times.
I'm going to lay odds that it's almost certain.
We have to stop.
It's certain because we get to that point, and like we were last time, we're all going, yes. You get to 7-8 hours on the road, and you go, okay, that's enough.
Where are we 8.5 hours, say, from here when we leave?
We probably would make it through Savannah and into South Carolina.
If we can do at least more than half today, we'll have a very easy day tomorrow. Because considering tomorrow, we just have to get in the car and go.
A short jaunt on a Saturday.
My opinion would be,
after pancakes and drinks.
I think as opposed to a Japanese steakhouse, which is going to be phenomenally expensive.
True.
Perhaps we have Rob's birthday celebration at a Cafe Risque.
we wing it. You bring that up, and I do have a question.
You'd be forced to go, Rob.
Right. I don't want to, but
exactly.
You know, there was more billboard advertisement for adult-oriented material.
Yep, they were mostly like not mom and pops.
Well, mostly pop.
They were adult, like superstores.
Well,
magazines and love toys.
Where
else
are you going to see a movie for a quarter?
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
But, I mean, really, in this day and age of the internet, people want... I mean, really, if you would want to... How gross is that? You would have access for free to all the smut on the internet possibly get, and you'd still want to pull your car into a place and go into a little
there was one place that was advertised.
Disgusting.
Their budget had to be on par with south of the border. There was billboards for 40
Jimmy,
miles.
I'm going to need you to get that too. I'm seriously losing
blinded
my corner.
We finally see
the place that is this adult superstore, and it looks like an abandoned cottage.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh my God. Mike, I believe your phrase was, oh.
Yeah, nasty. Was that the most horrible joint you've ever seen?
Yes, it was.
That really looked like you would walk in and walk out with chlamydia. Yeah. It would be inevitable. There we go.
So was the Japanese steakhouse, right, is that a tradition in your family?
It's just something I thought would be fun. I've taken my kids to it several times.
Now, with that said, the idea of the Mike O'Mara Show group at a Japanese steakhouse
is wonderful.
Is wonderful if you could behave yourself. And I'm looking at you, Rob Spiewak. You would have to behave yourself, and you know what I'm talking about.
I know, but Mike...
You would have to behave yourself.
Yeah, that's a landmine.
It is.
Yeah.
I have received the complaint letters for Mr. Spiewak.
I just thought about that. You're
now,
absolutely
Mike,
right.
What did you just grab out of the sky?
And bug was in the sky.
And bug. Now, I thought that might have been kind of an alcohol withdrawal thing.
That's a twitch. That's you Jimmy. Are a guy who knows show business. You are a guy who knows
show business.
What is all entertainment based on?
What?
Conflict and tension.
I was going to say alcohol.
And that. So if...
he won't be able to control himself.
If you put me in a Benihana, the excitement of me even not saying anything is palpable.
I'd be so nervous. Yeah. I would be so
nervous. Did I ever tell you about the time that we went to Benihana and they sat us at a table full of real Asians? Oh, it was God. Just me and Carrie and seven
I'm
other people.
I'm even sweating with this discussion.
We're out of time.
Right
and they were talking. They were talking in their native language the whole time. And we had a wonderful meal. And it was a lot of fun. And at the end of the night, I went up to one of the guys and I said, excuse me, could you take a photograph, a picture of myself and my wife? He said, yes, I'd be delighted to. Turned out he spoke better English than I did, but he was just talking like
that. Hey, before we go to break here, on a serious note, I wanted to start out with fun, but then I want to get to this. This is not heavy because it's great news.
Yes.
And I just love this story. About a week ago, we talked to you about Alexandria police officer Peter LaBoy,
yes,
who was shot in the head. And I am here to tell you,
in the line of duty,
we asked everybody in the Michael O'Mara Show family to say a prayer for this officer, mm-hmm, and just give your thoughts to him and his family.
Still.
And this was a temple shot that this officer received, and we are amazed and delighted to report that Alexandria police officer Peter LaBoy is continuing to make progress after a gunshot wound to the head. Officer LaBoy's wife, Suzanne, writes on her blog that her husband's recovery is amazing. Doctors and nurses, it's just they're absolutely stunned by this.
Goodness.
And
so
it's phenomenal news. I read this last night, and I was so, I love it when you're, it's a great experience when you're online and you read something that makes you grin ear to ear.
Yeah.
Because this is the best possible news you get. From the blog, the officer has begun occupational therapy.
Oh, fantastic. My goodness. That's wonderful.
His wife, Suzanne, writes that he spoke for the first time today.
That's great.
Responding good when she asked how he was doing. According to Suzanne, he's responding to commands and is able to understand everything
wonderful
that's being said. I mean,
what a relief.
God,
this
he's
a week
functioning
ago.
Functioning better than Jimmy.
It was a week ago.
And bless you, Jimmy. I know you're trying hard too.
A week ago, they were. Good. It was touch and go over the weekend.
Scary.
Awesome. Where they were wondering, yes, whether he was going to survive,
right,
much less speak.
Right.
And,
anything,
yeah.
The 45-year-old officer and father of four was shot by a taxi driver last week while making a routine traffic stop. The chief medical officer at MedStar Washington Hospital Center told WAMU that it's remarkable that LaBoy is even alive.
Mm-hmm.
While Officer LaBoy is making considerable progress, Suzanne writes that her children are starting to understand life has changed, and she's concerned about them as she tries to prepare them for what she calls a new normal. I would love an opportunity to meet this woman because she sounds just right there. She sounds so strong. So just wanted to pass that along. We've got some friends on the Alexandria Police Department.
Yes, we do.
And I am just so glad that they have got this in the win column for them. There is a fundraiser that is coming this Sunday.
Good.
This coming Sunday, they're going to have a fundraiser from 3 to 6 p.m. at 106 South Union Street in Alexandria. It's a fundraiser for Officer Peter LaBoy. If you are in the Alexandria area, just go to my fan page and you can check that out, my friend page.
Mm-hmm. And I've also shared it as well. It's on my Facebook page.
It's Virtue Feed and Grain is putting this on for Officer Peter LaBoy. $10 at the door. And if you want to, what a great way to end the weekend.
Do it, man.
That's terrific.
Please do.
3 o'clock till 6 p.m., 106 South Union Street in Alexandria, Virginia. That is about the best news I've gotten all week.
Woo!
And we've had a hell of a lot of fun down here, so that's great. We'll take a break, come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by VistaPrint.com.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Been a long week.
It has.
No, it's fine.
We tell you about this all the time, that those 250 business cards for just $10 is a fabulous deal, and we've all used it. You should, too. Go to Vistaprint.com. Get the really good cards with the heavy paper stock at half the regular price. This offer has free shipping if you use our code TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com if you need anything for printing, much less your business cards. You can't beat that deal for business cards. 250 of them. 250 top-quality cards, just $10 at Vistaprint.com, and they've got all the designs there, too. So you don't even have to do that yourself. You can do it all one-stop shopping at Vistaprint.com.
Please do.
Well, back on the show, the Iron Constitution of Mr. Jimmy Cerrito. I have to ask you, how are you feeling? Are you feeling okay?
Last night was the first night that I sat in the living room and stared at the couch, just praying that everyone would get off it and go to bed so I could lay down.
You should have said something.
I was dying.
I stayed up late. I went to my room, but I stayed up real late, and I heard you guys out here, and I wasn't sure when the party broke up. Was it about midnight?
It wasn't even that late.
11 o'clock?
11-ish, I think.
Really?
Like way later.
Then what?
It seemed that way.
Rob, you were out here with your brother Mark, and you were into the wine a little bit. So what transpired late at night here with Mr. Iron Constitution? Oscar passed out like 3 hours early.
Yeah, I think Jimmy did some laundry. Did you not?
I had to do something to stay awake because I was walking sleeping around, like a horse.
And then it got to a point where I was playing.
Can't imagine why you'd be sleeping.
And then he had a wonderful energy and a great wit. Mm-hmm. And I was playing TV themes off the iPad that we got to there.
Yeah, you playing wrong. The theme.
And Jimmy was getting them all. He kept guessing, is that Here's Lucy?
Right.
And, it was never Here's Lucy.
Were you playing the theme for the Lonnie Kai?
I did not play that, but if you'd like to.
Because the Lonnie Kai, once again, it's ugly.
Let's go for one, just one.
What?
To Lonnie Kai.
No. I'm working here, dude.
Not right now.
Not at all. I'm done for a month after this.
Jimmy wants to say his Lonnie bye.
And believe me, I'm a roaring alky, but Jesus, I can't handle that.
Jimmy.
The truth. It is vacation, Jimmy.
Lonnie Kai, Oscar, and Jimmy during the day, you guys ventured off to the Lonnie Kai again.
After the show yesterday, Jimmy had done a cannonball into the pool in the back, and I said, well, Jimmy's...
It's a shower.
Yeah, Jimmy's doing something different. Maybe I'll go swimming. I go swimming. The pool's freezing because it's freezing outside.
Right.
I get out and I said, Jimmy, we should do something that we haven't done is go to the beach. Who's gone to the beach?
Yeah, has anybody really gone to the beach?
Not really, walked on
the beach?
Not really.
We got very close at lunch.
Yes.
Well, it helps when it's like real beach weather.
Yes.
It's been 61 degrees here.
Yeah,
that's beautiful if you're back east. Mm-hmm. It's horrible if you're at the beach.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Too goddamn cold.
Especially if it's windy.
When you're not 19 and you're hoping that the weather will get better.
I'm not going to bitch about going to Florida for a week.
No.
But really, when you come down here, this is the kind of forecast that my sister would look at and go, right. Perfect. Thank you, God.
Naturally.
You know, I mean, you're not here, but I mean, really, you want 80 degrees, and I'm here to say tomorrow after we leave, 80 degree temperature.
Yeah, of course.
We're happy. So you went to the beach, and I'll start you off this way, that midway through wherever you were, I get a call from Oscar that says, you have to come here.
Did you really?
Yeah, because Oscar said it was that good. Tell us about your day.
We end up going to a place called the Beach Pub, which is what you think it is.
New bar.
They have tables outside in front of the volleyball courts where you sit there. And this isn't at the Lonnie Kai, it's down the street.
This was, we talked about this the other night. It's where we have kind of gravitated to inappropriately. This is not where certainly my age men should be. This is 53. Because as soon as you go around these co-eds at our age, I mean, you're looking like Johnny Pervolino.
Oh, yeah.
You really are.
So after three or four drinks at this one beach pub, we decide to say, look, if we're going to be sexual predators, we might as well hit the Lonnie Kai. You have to head down that road.
I was just your wingman.
Yeah, so we head down to what is Spring Break like center. It's the epicenter of everything.
Mm-hmm. It is around here, and it's where the kids go. And it's like, doesn't that high-rise little hotel look like it was made for Spring Breakers?
Yes. I've never seen anything like
DNA
it.
DNA everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. They ought to dip it in alcohol.
That's what holds the
building together. They are dipping it in alcohol.
Three people got pregnant just driving by this week.
We show up. It's chilly, but we start drinking, and as you're drinking, you warm up in your own way.
Or you stop feeling the cold.
And then we notice a lady on the microphone who is running the party. She says there's going to be a limbo.
She a hottie?
She's okay for Florida.
Can you do an impression of her presentation?
Oh, yeah. Limbo contest in 45 minutes.
She has the totally rough, just, I party it, every night of my life.
She's been there too long.
There's a picture of her.
Yeah. So we end up heading, we're like, limbo contest? These picnic tables are front row. Mm-hmm. Who are going to be the two creeps that sit here and watch it?
Let me interrupt that when we talk about that lady that's hosting the contest, I will describe right down here at the beach, and at every beach community probably in America, there is the person that's had too much fun. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And we're not talking about Jimmy who's had too much fun for 4 days.
We're talking about there's a look to these people. They all look like they maybe rolled around in the sand all day. And they all have their black tans where they are completely sun-baked. Mm-hmm. And they've been baked probably for the last 10 years.
Many of them are in the service industries.
You bet they are. They look like, you know, they came down for the party and they just got to make rent. And it shows on their faces. And they can be anywhere from 25 to 75, but man, you can tell who they are.
She was this lady might have been in her 40s. She was so nice.
Would
so
she
upbeat.
Look a little leathery?
She does not wear sunblock ever. You have to know that. So we sit down, we start getting these drinks in us, and I say, look,
Are you, what are you drinking? You're drinking vodka soda?
Vodka sodas.
Vodka and anything.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't have soda.
And I said, Jimmy, it's getting chilly because we're old men now. Right. I said, before the contest start, I'll go get a sweatshirt.
This is the best part of all.
No, first you text me.
That's right.
Yeah, I did this because as soon as the limbo contest was over, the booty shake contest is going to happen in another 45 minutes.
What's great about Oscar is a great communicator, and he passes along to his pals. Mm-hmm. We all got the text, and if we were inclined, we were going to go down there. And I'll tell you, it does it with that limbo picture. Yeah. That did enter my mind.
Yeah, that and that's what it was about. He gave us a picture of women in bikinis doing the limbo contest and enticed us with the booty shake just so we would bring him his jacket.
Yes.
His Nike jacket.
Yes. I don't care.
Booty shake in 20 minutes. Bring me my North Face code.
And then I said, I'd buy drinks.
Yeah.
And I had no intention, I mean, at all, because it was the day after the night before, and I had not been, I had not been to bed early like some of you guys, and I don't know how Jimmy was able to do it, but I think I've learned.
But we all got Oscar's test, and I replied, boo.
As soon as I sent that text, I said, there's no chance any of them are coming.
That's right.
I'm going to go buy ourselves some sweatshirts. So I go in and I said, sir, and I'm hammered. I say, sir. I need a large, an extra large sweatshirt. Do you have anything other than turquoise? Because that's all they sell at these beach places.
Your man doesn't want to wear a turquoise.
That looked good.
So sweatshirt?
He says, yes, I do. I have two black ones. He has some African dialect. I don't know.
I'm certain he was a vampire.
He says, what would you like printed on them? I said, we need anything printed on them. He goes, oh, absolutely.
Oh, they can do custom?
Yes. He goes,
they could have put Jimmy and Oscar on
them. No.
Or you could have put I'm his and he's mine.
Jose and Jose B.
Now, they have like the Miami Mice logos. They have all these predetermined logos. Uh-huh. He says, they're free. I said, wouldn't it be nice if we got Lonnie Kai matching hoodies? So I buy them. I scurry back. And at this point, Jimmy is all alone at the picnic table. Yeah. Every culture around him is gone, and
the picnic table is outside the hotel on the beach,
in front of the stage,
where all the co-eds have gathered for their the MTV style fun.
Front row of picnic tables.
They put caution tape all around Jimmy, and he's the only guy.
I want to touch him. MTV still do that stuff?
They don't do it anymore.
They don't cover the spring break.
No. Okay. Like they used to.
We should have put caution tape around Jimmy last Tuesday.
So I thought Jimmy was in trouble. So I go and I yell at Jimmy behind the caution tape. I'm like, what are you doing, man? He's like, I'm waiting for you.
Because he is loyal.
Oh, my God.
He is loyal. It's like, really.
I refuse to leave my place.
You could walk up to a Shar Pei dog and go, stay. And he will stay there all day. He would have stayed till the sun went down.
Security yells at Jimmy.
Why does security hate you so much?
Because I'm old. I don't know.
I think it's age discrimination.
And they remembered you when you showed up, right?
Yeah,
the same guy that keeps yelling at us. Oscar, I got yelled at again yesterday.
Oscar in his 30s, twice. Jimmy in his 40s. Is there anybody, guys, that is close to your age around there?
No. Not at all.
You look young, though.
I don't look that young.
You are both standing. Well, Oscar, you would look young if you dressed the part. But you're not. You're not, because there's the definite way these kids dress down here.
And also, there's the forehead.
For it screams 35.
But I mean, so you guys are standing out like sore thumbs. Jimmy more than you.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, why security's picking on you.
So Jimmy finally gets escorted my way because he's with me.
At the Lonnie Kai.
They push him my way. We sit down. The booty shake contest starts, right?
Explain to me the booty shake contest.
It has nothing to do with feet, it turns out.
Well, there are rules to the booty shake contest.
Really?
As there should be.
That's the lady. That's what she says. Wow.
No touching of poles. No splits. No somersaults. No exposing your breasts. Like, they go all out to tell you what you can and cannot.
That's when I dropped out of it.
Yeah, and everybody's boo. And she's yelling all the instructions out there, just booing her the whole time.
Jimmy, as a saloon owner for your whole life, really, and you've done this. I mean, these people to run this. God love them.
I know.
They make some money off these kids
do
when they come down.
Do they do it every day?
But boy, I mean, I would say for the hotel owners, for the guys that run the, I mean, this
God bless
is,
them.
Oh my God.
God bless them.
I don't,
they can't wait for spring break to be over.
There's not enough money out there to do it. Well, we're going to come back and get the details of the booty contest. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're running late. We'll take a break.
Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you, I want to be.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Today is a great day for you to get some tickets at ScoreBig.com and get up to 60% off of those tickets. And what a deal that is. ScoreBig guarantees always below face value, and we thank them for that. Never any fees. And right now you can go to ScoreBig, enter the code TMOS, get an extra $30 off the price of your first purchase. ScoreBig.com. Stop wasting your money.
Yeah, guys.
Get those deals. Get those great deals on tickets. We're talking about concerts. We're talking about games. We're talking about spring training, the NHL, the NBA.
You'll save enough money to buy matching sweatshirts.
Absolutely. Save money at ScoreBig.com, then take your friend to the Lonnie Kai. Buy a sweatshirt for him, and then have him surrounded by police tape. I don't even know what the hell went on yesterday.
Caution tape.
ScoreBig.com.
I'm going to bring my own.
Use our code TMOS and get to see your great deal at ScoreBig. Oscar and I went to a game just a few weeks ago and got great ticket prices
great
with
seats.
ScoreBig.com. We are back on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to get to Buzz Locked in the Basement. We're going to reflect on our week and go around the room and find out how everybody found it. And I want everybody's best memory of the week. And also, I want to really say thank you to all you guys for this is now our third, or is it our fourth, really big road trip?
Fourth.
Our fourth big road trip.
Iowa, Maine, Reno, here.
We chew each other out like you would not believe. We are vicious to one another, but this group, I don't think I've ever had an experience with a bunch of people that travel easier. We know each other backwards and forwards. Like, if somebody drops the ball, another guy picks it up.
That's right.
Somebody
breaks the bed.
I am.
Picks it up.
And my little break. Moment, I'm going to get back to being vicious. Believe me.
Good.
But I really have never experienced a professional group of guys that travel so easily together. We all are a collective consciousness. Even when we want to leave and we say we've had enough, it always seems to kind of gel like that.
Yeah.
And I'm more proud of that than I could be of any other radio accomplishments I've had in my life. It's fun to do these shows. We hope you're having as much fun as we have doing them for you. And just wanted to say thank you to all the guys. Now,
thank you for making it happen.
It's great.
Mike, yeah.
And I just hope I keep coming up with the ideas that we can do these fun things. Everywhere we've gone, we want to come back and do it again because we have a great experience.
Yeah. This one should be yearly.
2 weeks. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think maybe next year we just, I really have a weird vibe about weather and stuff that we wait a week for that 80 degree weather.
That's a good idea.
I think that's a good idea.
So it's been a great week.
Put me on an air mattress.
Down here in Florida. When we last checked in, it was Jimmy Cerrito.
Caution tape.
Who's really, Jimmy's on vacation more than anybody down here.
Yes.
But you have the iron constitution, my friend.
I'm just getting my kicks in while I can.
You have the constitution of like a 25-year-old.
No one knows how he does it.
Yeah.
But I don't do it normally. I work my butt off I look forward.
True. That's a legend. Anyway.
Mike, a lot of his work involves what he does here.
Yes, yes, of course.
The drinking.
That's
he's got practice.
Right. I would think that you... you looked at this as kind of a just an opportunity to download and chill out before you go back because you got yourself... You got a year coming up, don't you? I mean, you're going to be doing that renovation and expansion of your restaurant, so you're going to be a busy man for quite some time.
This was an educational trip because I got to look at a lot of bars.
He was taking notes, taking pictures, everything.
That's true, he was.
I mean, how many times have we seen him sit down at a restaurant and he goes, nope, wrong.
This is wrong.
This is wrong.
So it's Oscar and it's Jimmy and it's at the Lonnie Kai. When last we checked, they had Jimmy surrounded with police tape. I know the security guard that hates Jimmy that's been yelling at him, and I think he's getting yelled at probably because he's the only guy that's 46.
Probably, but it also helps when you're sitting in the area where the booty shake contest is going to happen. That's why they put the caution tape up.
Yes.
And that's why Jimmy should have
been. So you guys
there.
Went to the front row?
We went to the front row.
Oh, my God.
Like a bunch of perverts.
That's right. Getting creepier all the time. And, Oscar.
And as we sat there, the booty shake contest starts because the ground rules have been put down. I guess these are more legal precedents for everybody because if they do something, they get disqualified.
Right.
Because they don't want people to get in trouble. So it's 18 and up.
It's so funny the way they do the identification process down here. You have to show an ID every time. It doesn't have to be a good ID because Jimmy has been admitted twice with an Ozzy Osbourne ID.
Three.
But you have to produce some sort of card.
That's you have to be 18 up to participate.
Yeah. Wow.
So the girls, and now a new trend that when I was going to spring break years ago didn't happen. Men get up there as well.
Okay.
Boo!
Right, let me just say this, and I in homoerotic fun. Do you notice that back in my day too? I'll tell you, we were thinner, obviously. Yeah. You're younger. But my God, everybody, guys down here, the guys look like they all just got out of the gym.
Isn't it fantastic?
Kids are healthier now. No, it's not.
Wait, you don't go to spring break looking fat.
Well,
know?
No, but I mean, we did.
Obviously you do.
You should have seen my fraternity brothers and me come down here. It was just like, walking on the beach and we're walking on the beach. And but now you see all these
dynamic
guys, they're just, I guess it's more access to workout videos. I don't know what the
hell it is. Yes, almost everyone has a VHS player now, Mike.
Right. I was sitting there the other night at the Lonnie Kine. I'm looking around there. All these guys look like they've been they just walked out of a weight room.
Yeah,
right?
Just worked out.
Pissed me off.
Well, there's no different on stage.
Still wouldn't want to see the men shake their booty
you
contest.
Had the majority, I think you had 20% men and 80% women. And one of the men looked like RG3.
Right.
Like he looked just like him. Not because he's black and he had dreads, but he looked like him in the face as well.
Okay.
Any chance it was him?
No chance.
Okay.
And
has RG3 probably contributed more than anybody else? I mean,
that look?
That look was around 100%. With the modern African American,
yes.
But I will tell you now you see.
I credit Bo Derek.
Everything. Way to make a 30-year-old reference on that one.
That's all I got.
And isn't it hard to believe that's a 30-year-old movie?
Hard,
maybe longer than that.
It does hold
but
up.
There are now, because of the fame of this gentleman, there are a lot of RG3s floating around.
It looked like he went out of his way to look like RG3.
And because of that, I'm sure he's just he's punching whatever ticket he wants
to
punch.
So the ladies, the first round is there are some hefty chicks. There are some women that belong on stage.
Hi, I'm going here for the booty shake contest.
Yeah, as good as the guys all look, the women are hit and miss.
Yes.
Yeah. You get the women that are kind of like sloppy.
It's like you were there, Mike. It's like you were there.
Yeah, I got a beeline on these co-eds. I know. I'm hip. I know what's going on.
What I love about...
you get jiggy.
I get jiggy with it.
Vacation Jimmy is when they all start shaking.
Right.
Vacation Jimmy starts yelling, RG3.
Right.
And the chant starts.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
This is what we wanted you to do at the inauguration.
Start
a chant, and you actually did it here.
Well, that's what Jimmy actually, there are things that excite Jimmy. The ceramic giraffe on the beach excites Jimmy.
Oh, he likes mini golf.
The Blues Brothers mobile excites Jimmy. And RG3 is, you get into stuff like that.
He looked just like him.
Jimmy, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to go to Jungle Golf together.
Did the now
for your birthday?
There are kids from all over the area. Certainly, maybe a few from DC, but they're all over the United States. So the RG3, did it strike a chord?
Yeah, absolutely,
it struck a chord. But we didn't know is that RG3. Oh, the character that was playing him on stage won the booty shake contest the day before.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Boo!
Well, I wasn't there yesterday.
Prize pick.
Well, one of the college kids came up.
Prize pick.
Yeah, I was like, he can't win again. We're like, why can't? Because we weren't there yesterday. He said he won yesterday, and then we started booing him. We started booing
all
the
time.
So he's like a professional at doing it.
He's won already. So we
How does a man win a booty shake contest?
It's a progressive.
You should see this guy.
I'll show you,
Jimmy. That scares me. You should see. Did he shake?
I mean, he has some real moves.
Did he shake his buttocks?
Yeah. He did the one-handed push-up while dancing. It was pretty impressive.
He is the beachfront equivalent of the people that go to bar to bar and win costume contests on Halloween.
And he had
to say about me is I'm more interested in this story now than I have been for the entire story.
He had jorts on, too, which I got to respect.
You
what?
Really?
Jean shorts, like cutoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like John Cena.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask this. When he's doing this, because they now make this unisex, this competition, Was there a segment of the male population that was fascinated by this?
No, it was all the ladies
that were crammed up near the stage.
Yeah, every lady would scream for the guys, and the guys overwhelmingly would scream for the girls.
Okay, got it.
So they narrow it down. RG3 makes the top five, and out of the top five, they're going to decide who wins. So as they're going down, what they do is they call a person's name out.
Is there an elevated stage?
There's an elevated stage, yes. Okay. And the one guy that was screaming for this guy, I think they must have been best friends, lovers, I don't know.
Right,
but he almost had RG3 win the whole thing without even using RG3, but just cheering for him.
Did he look like London Fletcher or anything like that?
No. It was just another...
Chris Cooley, Mike.
It looked like one of his fraternity brothers, something like that. But Jimmy and I went out of our way to start the boo chant when he would come up.
Let me ask you this.
I love when you boo.
When Jimmy's down there and he's yelling and he's chanting, you're like me. You observe human nature.
Yes.
What is the reaction from the co-eds to old man Cerrito?
People think he's
there?
A chaperone and he rules.
Really?
Yeah, they start
so they're gravitating to the old man.
They love him because a lot of people, they just watch and they stare. When you get into it, anybody loves a good chant, right? Good or bad, positive or negative. Right.
And as much as, Jimmy, I'm going to ask you this, as much as you like ogling the co-eds down there like any other dirty old man like all of us, what you probably would want as much in a scene like this was to have that microphone in your hand.
You wanted to MC it?
Because she was a horrible MC. She was a horrible MC.
Yep, I was trying to get the crowd into it to help her.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Because you love that. You love that more than anything. If you give Jimmy the choice between, you know, a bubble bath with 50 co-eds in it, he's not going to take that because he's got a daughter who's a co-ed. He wants that microphone and to be up on stage and recreate Jimmy's old town tavern.
What he would love to do is be the master of ceremonies of the hot tub with 50 co-eds.
Exactly.
Look at all the girls!
So at the end, the top three, this narrows down again. This is a long contest.
How long does the men part last?
It's just like a portion of a song. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
But Mike, how long would you give each man?
The top.
All day.
The top three.
You have to dance to the entire song, Layla.
The top.
Slower. Slower. So great.
The top three is a Selena Gomez lookalike, gorgeous girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I think she was 18, though. That was a little creepy, but she was definitely 18.
Well.
And then you had a girl that looked like she was out of High School Musical. Who's that brunette girl that just left? She's beautiful, tall brunette.
Oh, Victoria Justice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just like her.
Really?
And she did the splits on stage and got DQ'd.
Because that's not allowed.
Yeah, it's not allowed.
So are all the women that participate, because now I really am living vicariously through you, were they all in a bikini?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Done deal.
And I know
we spotted one thong, which is a solid spot.
Okay. Now, but they're not thongs now, but the bikinis down here, the style
the high
is...
Cut. The high cut.
It's high cut.
Yeah, high cut.
So there's like fabric back there, but you can see...
There was one legitimate
you can
thong
see the
on
buttock.
The beach, though.
What's that?
There was one legitimate thong on the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
which
good
Jimmy
stuff.
And I circled like sharks.
But RG3 was the only one in jean shorts.
Yeah, he only. Oh, thank God, he only had jean
that's
shorts.
His look.
He gets RG3 comes in second, and sorry.
So the competition
it narrows
is not,
down. Yes.
So the competition is men and women just both appearing up there.
Oh yeah.
And then they pick the winner between both sexes.
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
I thought that was separate guys and a separate.
No,
they're together.
That's how you would run it.
Yeah, it's
sure.
They're in a big long row.
Uh huh.
And then
thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for that detail. Well, appreciate you. It's a good tip in.
He's taking notes. The only problem is this, is at the end, you didn't know who won. We had to figure out who won because the lady said, okay, you win. And then the contest was over.
How many total participants in the contest?
I would say at least 15. And they narrow it down to three.
It's an afternoon of fun.
Yeah. Now, when they narrow it down, are they allowed to perform again?
They do. They do that again.
Did you say it on the air or did you say last night to me when you were saying they asked for volunteers and everybody raises their hand?
Oh,
like
yeah.
all the kids want to be in the competition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the men want to be in the competition. All the women.
Everybody.
Which, you know, being a bar owner and running contests in a bar, you know that that's incredible. Running a radio show, you say, how many people want? And you usually get 3 out of 300 people.
Yeah, they're usually pigs.
So it's very cool. What were you going to say?
What Oscar just said that I think everybody missed. At the end, nobody knew who won. It
you know what
sucked.
I, you
nobody
know,
knew who won and just ended.
Because slightly, it was a bad MC.
Thank you very much.
Slightly off topic, but maybe Jimmy not take one of the first driving legs today.
Or second or third.
It's going to be a long ride.
So how did the date end, boys?
So the contest ends. We scurry around. And we said, what would we do if we were in college right now after this? We get one more we get one more drink and head to Yo Taco.
Right.
And we get a drunken meal.
Our official we will endorse Yo Taco as the official restaurant of the Michael Mara Beach Trip. We really love that place. Might want to load up the cars on that.
Well, except then we're trapped in the cars together.
It's true. It's gonna happen anyway.
That's true.
You know what?
It's gonna happen anyway.
Doesn't matter in our car, it's gonna be the same no matter
That's true.
Yo Taco, have a great meal and then stumble home to get judged and ridiculed by our friends.
Yeah, and it was great to see you guys come in. You seemed joyful.
What a great day.
And
Oscar came in prime scab-picking mode.
Sorry.
And so, after we had issued the text that said Mike will be in a non-disturbed mode all day, your
I had sent a text to my main communicator, Mark. If I want, everybody knows this on the show, if I want the group to know, I use Mark Ronick, and I say to Mark Ronick, well, it's something like, do not disturb. Yeah. I think the text said the do not disturb policy is in full effect.
It said, I'm home now, I'm going to bed. The policy remains, do not disturb
my
me.
Earbuds
so did
are
you
in.
Send texts to everybody else? Your text was even heavier, wasn't it?
No, actually, I just copied and pasted.
You copied and pasted.
I didn't want to get anything wrong.
So I was laying down, had my eyes shut, grabbing a nap that afternoon, and I hear these boys come back home, and I know that we're in do not disturb mode. I'm not even in the living room because I don't want to be that close to your bedroom, and I hear...
They're home.
Papa!
And incidentally, did you hear that right there? I would like to now, you've got Oscar's laugh. I would now like to, when he's really in his cups, I would like to demonstrate this is the Jimmy Cerrito laugh. Everybody, here's a little warning. Please turn your radios
turn your
down.
Sets down yes.
Turn your MP3s down, okay? It's like it's the loudest laugh I've ever heard in my life.
It's and forceful, like it's from Krypton.
But everybody survived. Yeah. Everybody survived that same time.
And you rose not long after. We had a lovely evening.
Yes, we did.
We didn't want to go out anywhere. We're burned out. We're ready to go.
We
ready
almost
to get the hell
went,
out of
but
here.
The a-hole was singing again.
And I wanted to mention that I tried to today's show. What I wanted to do was transition into back into normal mode, where you know we talk about everything, the news of the day, and I realized watching the news today. Seriously, this is how bad it is for news organizations around the world. Or what people are considering important when you consider the Pope, Snow, and Justin Bieber passing out.
That's
the three headlines that I watched on local news today.
We're in good shape.
On national news today.
Will he
and
die? You know,
and I'm like, what a great week to go away.
And he was in London. It's not even he didn't even pass out domestically.
Right? I think I can do better than that today later in the show.
Well, I look forward to that. And who locked you in the basement?
I have no idea, but whoever did it, it was intentional.
Okay, we
how
got
can
to,
it be intentional?
We got all seven I'll guys in the house right now. Does anybody know who locked
Where could we lock him? Where's the locking mechanism? Where's the door?
In addition to the
I think I might have an idea what happened.
In addition to the little lock, you know, that it's at hand height, there's a foot lock down by the base of the door, and you have to use your foot, your shoe, to push the bolt into the floor.
The door to the basement?
The door to the basement.
Oh, wow.
So
it could not have snapped in when you shut the door violently?
I don't think so, and I don't do that. I'm always very quiet because I don't want to disturb anybody.
Like Mark Ronick seems to have an answer.
I've seen it happen several times. When we close that door, the lock automatically closes.
It's the first time it's happened to me, and you know how it is? I had my first really good night's sleep. I had 7 uninterrupted hours. I really was thrilled about that.
And congratulations.
You know, when you wake up in the morning, and the first thing you want to do, the love. The first thing you want to do is drop the kids off at the pool. When you wake up in the morning.
So, Buzz wanted to have a growler, Mike.
So I wake up. I wake up at 5:30 this morning. Well rested. I'm ready to go.
And your sphincter's saying it's time to evacuate.
Right. And so I'm creeping.
You never talk about going poo.
I'm creeping quietly up the stairs, and I get to the top of the stairs, and it's bolted shut. And
but nobody did it.
No, I guess not.
It just happened automatically.
It seemed intentional. I'd never seen it happen before
it's
in the week
strange,
that I've been here.
It indicates to me when we first got here.
Right.
I didn't know we were going to have access
to it. I didn't think
there.
We were supposed to.
Maybe we weren't.
I thought there was supposed to be like, often there's a padlock.
Yes.
Yeah, but there was no padlock.
That's where the family obviously keeps their stuff, and that's the private area.
Yes, the cinnamon, the Kotex.
But I mean, I tell you, if we had not had access to that area, we would have been screwed.
We would have been screwed, absolutely.
Absolutely, because we wouldn't have had room for it.
Fortunately.
Well, I would have been screwed.
Fortunately. Yeah,
no, I would have accepted responsibility. I picked it out.
No, I mean, I would have been screwed because I would have been on the floor.
Yeah, it was difficult. I mean, you would have.
Yeah.
It's good anticipation.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I put on my parka because it's cold outside here.
Buzz does have the coldest room in the house.
At 5:30 in the morning and tiptoed out the back because I have back access and came in the back door through the kitchen door.
Right. Are you sure you didn't visit the pool first?
No, I'm positive I didn't visit the pool first.
Ah, the door appears to... Door appears to be locked here. I can't get out. What am I going to do here?
It's got a poo.
It's 5:30. Is that a gecko? My God, help me. So how did you finally extricate yourself?
Well, I can step out my back door toward the pool.
Yeah, we gave you the private entrance because you're a private guy.
Come around the back up the stairs to the kitchen door, the back door, and it was fortunately it was unlocked. I figured somebody
Tight as
had done
Tupperware.
It. I figured somebody had locked me down there just as a practical joke. Right. You know.
I'd love to have fun.
Who did you think it was?
I did not have a suspect. No. I figured it could have been any of you
Which
or any
commode did you use?
Any combination of you. Well, the one I normally use, the one that we're all sharing at the other end of the house for you.
Everything come out all right?
Perfectly.
Nice.
Real quick, we just want to do that. I had a break for Rob's audio ball, but I want to go around the room. Memories of Fort Myers Beach. Your favorite part of the trip, Rob Spiewak?
It's going to sound cheesy. Okay. I liked your guided tour of what you call the box.
Oh, okay.
You took me around, showed me the things that you like. And
the day we went to Costco?
The day we went to the liquor store.
God, we got laughing that day.
It was really, it's nice to see liquor at that rate.
Right.
But also, both you and I laughed to a point where there was medical issues. And that I will always remember.
It was you.
At things that no one else would ever laugh at.
Absolutely. We got a bit, and we did a trial run at the meet and greet the other night that Rob and I about.
It landed on one wheel. It
go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and look up Dave Garraway.
Yes.
We are going to do a bit eventually. Right. Sometime. Yeah. It'll be on one of our shows.
After we lay the groundwork.
Yeah. How do you make a timely radio program? You do a parody of a 1952 news program.
That's right. A man from 60 years ago.
Hi, I'm Dave Garraway. How are you doing, Rich? How are things in Berlin? Everybody's chuckling at it.
It's not a breakfast. It's a fully functioning newsroom.
There you go.
We're going to go to this little lady here.
Every day. We're going to show you what the weather's going to be. J. Fred Muggs. All right. Oscar Santana.
Shockingly enough, the meet and greet at Hooters.
Okay.
There was a lady, her name was Barb. She was there for her son who lived in Pennsylvania.
Right. Oh, the older lady.
Yeah. And when I spoke to her.
Oh, she was a sweetheart.
She said that she'd been there for 2 hours before we arrived because she wanted to make sure she didn't miss us.
And so her.
She was awesome.
Yeah, this is for her son-in-law?
And of her son-in-law, yeah.
Yeah. Because she thinks highly enough of him. And he is such a passionate fan
that
she was told to go to the.
She said she was going to listen to the show?
She listens now. Okay. And she bought us a round of shots.
She did. She's great.
She said she was going to be mother-in-law of the year.
Yeah.
By doing that.
100%.
And she also said, I've got a Bluetooth in my car, but I don't know how to use it.
And her name was Barb?
Yes.
She was awesome. So this guy's listening right now. Your mother-in-law is cool.
We all
loved her. Yeah. Jimmy Cerrito, what was your favorite part?
Thank you all for having me, by the way, from the bottom of my heart.
You're blessed to be here.
Would not have been the same without you.
I've had fun with everybody. All of you. You treated me to baseball games. I got to go bar hopping with Oscar and walk Rob home and pool with Buzz. But the number one thing by far that outranks all of my experiences.
Yeah,
getting in that elevator with nowhere to go. Just up and down, up and down. It was the best.
That's fun. God, I'll never forget that either. Buzz Burbank.
This may shock absolutely everyone. I think my favorite moment was the afternoon at the ballpark, and thank you again. I thank you repeatedly for the tickets.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do.
It's a beautiful park. I learned a little bit about the history. The old scoreboard from Fenway was great to see, but the sun and the breeze, it could not have been a more perfect or beautiful day. I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the company. It was a fantastic experience, and again, thank you.
Mark Gronick, your favorite memory of the trip?
Probably the RJ Diaz nightly favors I received.
RJ,
that was wonderful.
Would you concur? Was that your favorite part of the week?
Well, maybe the second, but the most favorite part, and you know me, Mike.
Yeah, you like the baseball.
Three baseball games in a row.
Yeah. You love baseball.
And being with the different guys every day and being able to experience it all. And just being here. And the meet and greet was awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time. Number one for me, two moments. Rob making me laugh when we were at Costco at the liquor store talking about J. Fred Muggs on the Today Show. And then even better than that, at the meet and greet, I poked a little fun at one of the listeners. Said Blue Meanie. And Rob got laughing, and
that's what I
like people making people laugh more than anybody. It's been a great week. We'll take a break, come back with Rob and the magic audio. Blue Meanie.
Every beat, and the beat's alive.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are down here recording our shows all week long. Our last one from South Florida, Fort Myers Beach, and having a fantastic time. Our show is brought to you by Warby Parker. Stop paying iPhone prices for prescription eyeglasses. Get better-looking glasses for a fraction of retail. Glasses start at $95. They're fashion-forward. They're just as good, if not better, than anything you'd get in a retail store, and that's the right price right there. You heard it. They start at $95. You'll pay $400, $500, $600 at retail stores. These glasses are fantastic. Go to warbyparker.com. You select your five favorites and get even faster free shipping with the code TMOS. Try them for 5 days. Keep your favorites and send the rest back again with free shipping. Warbyparker.com. Check it out for us. Let's open up the audio vault for today.
Birthday
this is
vault.
Friday, Rob's birthday, March 8th, 2013.
It was on this day in 1971 that Joe Frazier defeated Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali, and
I remember the as a
tremendous
kid,
fight, one of the greatest fights of the,
deal
of the
as
history.
A kid. It was phenomenal.
And I like to say this: I met Joe Frazier right at the end of when he could still talk. We had him on the Don and Mike show.
We did,
and I got to tell him. I said, "I want to thank you for winning on March 8th, 1971." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Because if you lost, my parents were going to name me Cassius." And he paused and he looked at me and he gave me a great laugh. So that's my birthday story.
Well, that's wonderful.
Do you know a guy on ESPN called Skip Bayless?
I do.
He's not a well-liked guy. He's a polarizing figure on ESPN.
Right.
Some people like him, some people don't.
I'm not a big fan.
Someone who really doesn't like him is Seattle Seahawk Richard Sherman.
Okay.
And he sort of took him to task yesterday. He asked Sherman, he said, "Are you worth it? Do you live up to the hype of you? Are you as good as you say you
are?" He is a sports guy who falls into that category of, you know, kind of a guy that wants to just pick the scab as often as he can.
Yeah, he's the Oscar Santana of ESPN.
No, I'll take that.
He said, "Richard Sherman, are you as good as you say you are?" Richard Sherman replies,
"Skip, whenever you refer to me, whenever you speak to me, whenever you address me, address me as all-pro Stanford graduate, because those are some accomplishments you can aspire to, you will never accomplish. You have never accomplished anything."
Okay, I'll accept that. I think I've accomplished more
right
in my field than you.
Right there, though, right there.
Stopped him in his tracks.
I hate to say it. I don't want to sweepingly accuse the whole genre,
right?
But there is the sports analyst right there. Okay, you've called me, and I'm a pussy. Thank you very much.
It gets a little better.
Okay. Yeah, yours, though you're just getting started.
So I'm the top of my field. So I'm all pro. I'm the best, one of the best 22 players in the NFL. You're going to brush it off, but I don't think you're the best 22 anything in sports, in media.
Yeah,
and
the guy.
I think you think more of yourself than you actually can, you know. Prove.
Let's not get personal here. I just want to know.
It's not personal.
Do you
this
think
is
you're better than Darrell Revis is right now?
I'm better than you.
You know, here we go. If the question is, do you think you're better than this guy, mm-hmm. which is so lacking in any right. kind of class at all, then the guy deserves to give him a little flack right back. I'm all for it. You know, I mean, because the question itself is a question you would get on a kindergarten schoolyard.
That's right.
In my humble opinion.
Hey,
are you better than this guy? I'm better than you. I'm better than you. Come on.
The interview continues at that rate for about 3.5 minutes, but my favorite part was this one sentence.
"You are ignorant, pompous, egotistical, cretinton."
And so cretinton. There's that.
Hey, you lost it on the last word.
Cretinton may not be in most Stanford classrooms.
He's not, but
it might be right because I didn't graduate from Stanford.
Supplement. He's not an all-pro. He's not an all-pro grammarian. Is the deal.
I'd like to check that word. Cretinton. Look it up, everybody.
You brought it up, Mike, and it's thank God it looks like he's going to be okay. Justin Bieber did pass out. Luckily, Mike, we have tape of it.
Oh, good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the O2 Arena.
Justin Bieber.
Okay. Well, I will catch you if you fall.
Look at you adding the feedback.
There it is. I knew we were going to get that one.
We hope he's well. I think he's sharing a room with Meatloaf. That's
funny. Can I hear that one again,
you
please?
Want that? Yeah,
Justin Bieber, we're the only show that has it. Justin Bieber passing
luckily
out.
I had it.
Even though it happened backstage.
I keep a microphone at the O2 Arena, Mike.
That's
just
right.
In case this happens.
This is the one he
ladies and gentlemen,
on stage.
Justin Bieber.
Well, I will catch you if you fall.
We wish him well.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, and also, you know what? It's a good thing we're leaving home because we have clocks to set, Mike.
You mean leaving Florida?
Leaving for home, I should say.
Right.
Because Saturday going into Sunday.
Spring forward, fall back.
Spring forward.
There we go.
Fall back.
You got that right.
I know you can do it because you got the knack. Spring forward.
Spring forward.
Fall back.
Fall back, yep.
So we will actually spring forward. We'll lose an hour.
Yes.
Doesn't
matter
that?
To us. No, not with our new schedule.
Time means nothing.
It means nothing. Cushiest schedule I've ever had in my career.
Because what you have to remember is you fall back, but then you spring forward.
Spring forward. Fall back. Spring forward.
So it's falling back.
Fall back.
Thank you, Charlie.
So the days are going
to
be longer.
Yeah, but no one ever takes my advice, which is to spring forward and fall forward, because that way every 12 years
you get an extra day.
You gain a day.
That's awesome.
Very exciting.
No one ever pays attention
to me.
Nah,
they don't listen.
So Richard Attenborough, I know you love him because of the sound he made when he ate ice cream and surround sound.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
In Jurassic Park. But he also is the narrator of a show called Planet Earth.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, and he was talking about, you know...
He's got to be 90 years old.
He is. He's very old.
Wow.
And, you know, there are donkeys that live as beasts of burden. And okay. They work on farms and they raise them. But
I'll never be one of those. I'll never be your beast of burden.
Thank you, Mike. God bless you. But you know, they do exist in the wild.
Huh? So long as grass can survive, so can grazers.
Right.
Wild ass.
So,
I'm watching.
Is that the only reason you
did? Well, there's an episode of Planet Earth where Richard Attenborough, Mike, actually was at the Lanny Kai. you laugh.
I love what you're going with.
Here's Richard Attenborough at the Lanny Kai with Oscar Santana and Jimmy Cerrito.
Female asses are mysterious creatures. They come and go as they please, and much of their behavior seems unfathomable.
Yeah, and once again, Mike...
That's fantastic for this trip.
What we're talking about... What we're talking about here is...
Wild ass?
No, Mike, not just the wild ass.
Wild ass.
Yeah, wild ass. Atlantic. We're talking about
wild ass.
That's right.
Wild female. Hey,
Rob.
Yes.
What was your favorite thing about the Lonnie Kai?
Oh, I like the
wild ass.
It was wild.
Female asses again. Can we hear that one?
Let us go.
Female asses.
Actually, you know what? I think you'll like this presentation better.
Okay, here we go.
Lonnie Kai.
Female asses are mysterious creatures. They come and go as they please, and much of their behavior seems unfathomable.
So that's what's going on at the Lanny Kai.
Oh, that kills me.
I don't have time to mention the passing of great guitarist Alvin Lee from 10 Years After.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him from, I'm sure, from the movie Woodstock.
Yeah, we were tight.
Yeah, and also I'm Going Home, that 11-minute great jam in Woodstock.
Yeah, yeah.
Great guitarist. But we close with Conan O'Brien. Thanks for playing along, Mike.
Happy birthday.
He's more focused on the wild ass.
Wild ass. A man of simple taste.
There's, of course, no secret, big budget crisis in Washington, D.C.
Yes, sir.
Everyone is doing everything they can to make that go away.
You know, we've got this budget crisis right now.
Right.
As you all know. Well, the president's now working very hard to charm the Republicans. Did you hear what he did last night? This is nice. He took a group of Republicans to dinner at a restaurant last night, and at the end of the meal, the president personally picked up the tab. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Yeah, and afterwards, Republicans said, typical Democrat, spend.
That is your Listen Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you for listening
this
week.
We'll come back with Buzz Burbank and news. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Here's the man who was locked in the basement, Mr. Buzz
Buzzy. Managed to escape, eh?
Thanks, guys. We're brought to you today by Oakton Wine Shop's Spring Fling Festival, benefiting the Lymphoma Research Foundation. Taste 30 wines over 2 days. That's today from 4 to 7, the South African wine.
Yeah, go over see our friend Brian at Oakton Wine Shop.
Good guy.
Brian and his brother and their great staff over there, they know where all the great wines come from, and they can help you find one that's in your budget. We'd love you to support this Spring Fling weekend.
Absolutely. It's a great benefit. And tomorrow, Saturday from noon to 4, Australian wines. You can follow Oakton Wine Shop on Twitter and Facebook, and you should, or call them at 703-255-5425. They're located at Route 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, 100 hand-picked brews, plus cheeses and pâtés. That's your Oakton Wine Shop.
Australian wine.
Well, thank you, Florida, but Rob's right. We're getting out just in time, based on the giant mosquitoes.
Yeah, size of 20 mosquitoes.
And this. shark sightings have been
shutting. Oh, my daughter Elizabeth wanted me to check this out.
Shutting down beaches in Florida at the height of spring break.
You hear about this? This is amazing.
Tens of thousands of sharks have moved close to shore as they make their annual migration from
Florida to North
Carolina.
Mike, look out for sharks.
Are they on the East Coast or the Gulf Coast?
The East Coast.
Okay.
They're working their way up from Florida to North Carolina, and they're coming as close to the beach as 200 yards.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Beaches have been shut down in Palm Beach.
This was not a boating accident.
Right. Primarily black tips.
Now, the year I was born...
Always color with you.
Yeah, whatever.
The year I was born, the U.S. and its allies signed a treaty with North Korea that ended the war in which my father served. This week, North Korea announced that that treaty is now null and void and went on to threaten to turn Washington, D.C. into a sea of flames using its new and improved nuclear weapons.
This country blows me out of the water.
So
did anybody
speak.
Did anybody really not. Did anybody predict that the little son would be more whacked than
and
his old man?
Yeah.
But I mean, if you grew up like that and you grew up in that world, of course you're more.
But is
whacked.
There any chance he's being used by people around him that we don't see?
No, no. I think the son's a maniac. Okay. He's the one that brought Dennis Rodman over there.
Insanity.
He's
runs
crazy.
In the family.
Well, if I had the power, I would do that. I'd bring Dennis Rodman, but I wouldn't blow up the United States.
Now the UN has already responded with a new and even tougher set of sanctions against the North, making it tougher for its officials to travel, trade, or conduct banking. Experts say they do not think that North Korea's threat is serious and that the U.S. is fully ready to handle a missile attack if one were launched.
And China is smart enough where they are siding with the international community.
And let's make it hip. Let's hip it up. Let's start calling it NOCO.
NOCO, North Korea, baby.
We're going to get bombed by NOCO.
Consider that
NOCO.
A good
line.
Cool.
A lot of Americans are not happy with Citgo, a Venezuelan oil company that does a lot of business here in the States. Citgo this week on American soil lowered its American flags to half staff to mourn the death of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
No good.
U.S. flags are not supposed to be lowered for a foreign dignitary unless it's ordered by our president. It was not.
Mm-hmm. And they, you know, that's the free oil for people that they
right,
do too.
Right.
Courtesy of the Venezuelan government.
Right.
They've always accused Hugo Chavez of manipulating our media and Joe Kennedy's organization to do that. But that's what they did.
He died with $1 billion in his own personal coffers. Hugo Chavez. As did, despite all his claims about helping the poor.
He can't take it with him.
That's right.
That's right, Mike.
And I hear they're going to do that communist thing where they put him on display. They mummify him or something
seven
like that.
Days.
That is taxidermy.
That's
right.
What I want.
That's true.
Right. When I pass.
Now, things do look a bit more hopeful in Washington, where President Obama, after taking Republican senators to dinner night before last, took Republican House members to lunch yesterday. It appears the president's trying to strike a grand bargain with opposition lawmakers to cut the deficit, reform Medicare, Social Security, and the tax code.
Next week, he's taking them to Lanny Kai.
That's a good idea.
Lanny Kai.
It's a little early to be projecting the next presidential race, right? Especially since none of the top contenders have officially said they're running. But with the popularity of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, pollsters wondered if he's got the momentum to beat, say, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Chris.
I'm speculating on that one.
The answer is no, at least at this moment. In fact, in this oh-so-early poll, Hillary beats Christie 45-37%. She beats Mario Rubio 50-38%. And she beats Paul Ryan 50-38%. We're also now hearing that Jeb Bush, brother of W., he is seriously thinking about running in 2016.
I think he'd be a viable candidate. I really think so. I think he is. He has distanced himself from the fray and all the other crap that goes
That's
around.
True.
And I always thought he was the smarter brother.
What
anyway.
Is Jeb short for?
Jebediah.
No, I don't think so.
I think it is.
Jedediah.
I don't know.
It's Jedediah. Oh. Though. I don't know. Let's look into this.
Yeah, we shall. Or not. Lawmakers made some.
Who is Jeb, Jeb Marcus. We're not going there.
No. Lawmakers.
Someday.
RJEB 3.
That's what it is, right. Mike.
Lawmakers did make some progress on gun control yesterday. A Senate panel voting to make it a felony to buy a gun for someone else, especially if there are legal reasons that person can't own a gun. Excuse me. The National Rifle Association, of course, opposes the measure. Mm-hmm. Gun lovers in Georgia, meanwhile, are fighting back with a rather odd measure that actually makes it easier for the mentally ill to get a license to carry.
Yoo-hoo, Charlie.
Georgia's also looking to allow guns on college campuses and in churches because that's what Jesus would do.
Let's lock our doors when we pass through that fair state. Right.
In Utah, lawmakers have approved a bill that would make it illegal to spend welfare money on strip clubs, casinos, and liquor stores.
Oh, come on.
There are questions, of course, about how such a law would be enforced. In Texas, lawmakers are considering banning sex education materials produced and distributed by Planned Parenthood. New Hampshire lawmakers are considering legalizing a new kind of cremation that dissolves human remains using chemicals instead of fire.
Oh, yum. Where's the fun in that?
Oh, but it'll be delicious.
Come on.
Back in Washington, lawmakers are debating the new so-called Nintendo medal that's awarding Purple Heart status to military personnel who operate drones by remote control.
Really not for that.
No. You know, this microphone stand is made out of Nintendo metal.
Very nice.
Very light.
Thank you, Rob.
And finally, back here in Florida, the sheriff of Okaloosa County destroyed about $1 million worth of drug paraphernalia this week.
Where is that county as opposed to us, Mike? Okaloosa?
I'm not Okaloosa. It's maybe north, the center part of the state,
okay.
Or north.
Right, all right.
That's when Buzz had a little tear running down his cheek.
Very sad.
You're getting ahead of us here.
Okay.
He did this destruction in a very public and very dramatic way. In front of the sheriff's headquarters, these bongs, pipes, and masks were crushed with a construction roller. Had you been there, you would have heard the sound of breaking glass and breaking hearts. Oh, God. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, our spring break trip was brought to you by the Institute for Liberty and their partner, Fan Freedom. Remember them for us. Your right to independently buy and sell tickets is under attack. You bought it. You own it. Protect consumer rights and your property rights. Visit fanfreedom.org. And thank you to Andrew Langer and all the people at fanfreedom.org that supported this trip to South Florida. What a great week we had.
So much fun.
We are back at our home base in the Zit, Manassas, Virginia on Monday. And we will see you then. Have a fabulous weekend. We're hitting the road and traveling home. What could possibly go wrong?
Same distribution of people in the cars.
Yes. Happy birthday, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Booty contest Saturday at Jimmy's.
Happy birthday,
TJ Rob. Rules.